Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the EU has brought in new legislation to reduce electronic waste and emissions within the bloc. As a result, all new smartphones, tablets, other electronic gadgets, they're going to have to come with a thing called a USB-C charging port. So will it work? Is it counterproductive? What is a USB-C charging port? Adam Maguire from the RTE Business Desk is here now to explain all of this to us. So Adam, will we start there? Like, what is that thing?
Yeah, so it's a relatively new type of connection for your devices, from your computer all the way down to charging your smartphone or your digital camera. One of the big selling points that's kind of a plus for consumers is that it's reversible. So it's the same on both sides. You don't have to put it in the right
way. Love it already.
Yeah, so you know that thing of you plug it, it doesn't work, you flip it, still doesn't work, you flip it, then it finally works. So you don't have to do that again. It's also reversible in the sense that you can have a USB-C connection on both ends of the cable. So it's not just replacing the little connection in your phone, it's also replacing the end that goes into the plug or into your computer. So that big kind of rectangular USB, what's called USB-A, we've had it for nearly 30 years. That's now being phased out.
Basically. So I can see already this is going to solve a lot of arguments in my house where people, I have a different phone to my husband and there's iPads.
You took
and everything.
The cable and
where did
you put it? Where did you have it? Exactly.
I'm so the sick idea buying is those cables.
The cable will be the
they?
Same for every device and it'll be the same on either end as well. So that's a very practical benefit that comes with it. But it also has a lot of potential to do other jobs as well. So it's not just charging your phone or transferring pictures from your camera. It can also power any kind of device. You can use it to link multiple monitors to a computer, to power a laptop, or deliver kind of high quality audio to speakers and headphones and so on. So potentially it can carry a lot of data, a lot of power as well. So it's kind of designed to be the one cable, the one wire to rule them all, basically. Mm-hmm.
So the new cable then, it's not an attempt to get you to buy more accessories. It's actually to try and get the reverse going eventually once we all have this.
Hopefully, yeah. Like, I've seen a lot of people online complaining, particularly about Apple switching over to USB-C, which it did at its latest iPhone, which came out in September of last year. People thought it was just another attempt by them to money grab and get them to switch over their accessories. In fairness, it's actually one of the rare cases where Apple is actually embracing the industry standard rather than coming up with its own type of connection. They usually do that because USB-C has been in development for years. It's backed by what's called the USB Implementers Forum, which is a cross-industry body, including Apple and Google and loads of other firms that try and agree the standards in these areas. Mm-hmm. And while the small connection going into your phone has changed over the years, it is the first time, as I say, that the other end, the big blocky one, is changing in nearly three decades. So a big change. And while Apple is, you know, part of that USB body, it's actually kind of a laggard here, because if you have an Android phone, you've bought one in the last couple of years, it's probably had a USB-C connection maybe the last two or three years. I've seen a lot of non-Apple Bluetooth headphones, digital cameras and so on also using it as well. Apple was slowly rolling it out on its devices, but it hadn't brought it to the iPhone until last year. And that was in large part because the European Union stepped in and basically forced them to speed up the adoption of this standard.
How did they do that?
So in late 2022, they agreed a law that would require a range of personal devices, including smartphones, tablets, headphones, cameras, to use a common charging standard from the autumn of this year onwards. It doesn't necessarily have to be USB-C, but that is the common standard at the moment. If the industry sits down and agrees a better standard down the line, that will then become the standard that everything has to have. But Europe making that law was really a game changer because it forced Apple to move. In theory, they could have launched an EU-only version with USB-C, but that would have messed up their supply chains. And also when Europe did this, other countries like South Korea and India came along saying, well, we're going to bring out this law too. So the tide was turning. It was clear what way the wind was blowing. And so after more than 20 years of having their own charger type, if you include the iPod way back, this is the first time Apple has now gotten on board with what everyone else is doing.
So tell us then why Europe made such a push then for the common standard.
Well, the argument was that having a common charger would firstly save Europeans money. They estimate that 250 million euro was spent each year on unnecessary charger purchases. And we've probably all had this experience at some stage where you have a bundle of cables in the drawer, but the one you need for this specific device is the one you can't find
or it's
broken, so you have to go and buy a new one. And if it's a very specific, you know, company-owned standard, you might have to pay a premium on that. You can't just buy a cheap version. You have to buy their official version. So it was a big cost to consumers, but it was also a big source of waste as well. Europe estimated that chargers represented around 11,000 tons of waste each year, dumped old chargers and cables and so on. Now, a common standard isn't going to get rid of that completely because we'll still have them broken or not working or whatever, we'll have to throw them out. But the hope is that having a common standard now will reduce the need to dump your cable just because you've gotten a new device. So even when you upgrade to a new phone or tablet, the old charger will still work on it. You won't have to get rid of it.
Well, they'll stop putting them in the box then, won't they?
It's just the cable left in the box. The plug bit has gone. The headphones have gone. So yeah, companies may say, look, you probably have this charger already. Mm. You don't need another one.
But that's what we're trying to get to, right?
Well, because if all of your devices are using this charger, you probably will end up with a load of them eventually. So that hope will be that you won't need to get another one. You'll be happy to do without it.
Which ultimately will be good for consumers and good for the environment, right? That's the point of all of this.
Yeah, eventually it will be. Yeah, because it all makes sense in the long term, but in the short term, it's actually probably going to create more waste and potentially more cost as well. Because the fact that classic blocky USB standard is being replaced, it creates a lot of headaches, even though it has a good end goal there. Because most phones, as I say now, don't come with the power block in the box anymore. They just have the cable. So you might have a load of those from your old phones lying around, so it's not a big deal. But now that you have to have one USB-C on it, you have to get a new power block if you want to plug your phone into the wall as well. You might have, tons of the old connection, but they're no use to you pretty much, unless you get an adapter, which is just another cost or another bit of waste. You might have to get an adapter if your computer doesn't have USB-C, if you're still using the old version, so you have to replace that as well. And then you think of all the consumer goods that have a USB port attached, an old USB port attached. You know, your stereo maybe, you might have one for plugging a phone or an iPod into. Your car might have one as well. You might have a plug on your recliner or somewhere that you can charge from. You know, even the socket panels that a lot of people have in their homes now next to the plug, they have a little USB-C port. That will eventually have to be replaced, or you'll have to buy an adapter for it as well. So that's a lot of cost, a lot of waste that you'll have to amass in order to kind of fully go through this.
Started out feeling really optimistic about this.
It's one of these short-term blips. And for most people, we're going to have this awkward in-between period as well, because, we don't go out and replace all of our devices in one go. So you're going to get a new phone, but your tablet will still have the old charger. Your camera you might have for years and years before you replace that as well. So you'll have this awkward in-between period where you're moving towards USB-C connections, but you still have to have the old cables lying around just in case. So it's a great end goal, and it will benefit people, but it's going to take a little bit longer, unfortunately, than the autumn of this year, which is the European deadline.
But eventually, we should get to the point where we will need one cable which will work for everything.
Yeah, kind of. No. because the cables will all look the same, but they can actually have a lot of difference, under the hood, essentially. So I think this is going to be a real source of frustration for people. You might already have a cable at home that you charge your phone on, and you notice it takes a little bit longer to charge than it does with the other one, or with this plug, it's a much quicker charge. Because some cables can carry more power or more data than others. They have faster charging capabilities. And, in some cases, that's a proprietary thing. It has to be the phone or the cable from the maker of the phone or the plug as well. And that's going to be a problem with USB-C. So it may look the same, but it might be a weaker cable or a less powerful cable. And so it's going to charge slower, or it's going to mean that if you're transferring files or pictures across, it's going to take longer as well. It applies to power and to data as well. So in some cases, you could have a cable that will send huge videos over to your computer in minutes. Sometimes it'll take an age just to get a few photos across. And as I mentioned, USB-C in theory can be used for all things like powering your laptop or connecting multiple monitors to your computer. But again, it has to be the right cable. You can't just get like a low powered charging cable. And you'll want to be careful with cheap ones as well, because they'll be easier to come by now because it's a standard and all devices are the same. But there is that fire risk or the chance of them damaging the device. Now that exists with existing USB cables. It's not just USB-C, but it's going to continue to be a problem with the new standard. So in reality, you mightn't be able to dramatically reduce the cables you'll have. You'll still probably end up having a couple, and that'll be the one for connecting to the computer. That'll be the one for charging, and that'll be the one that takes a bit longer. But if your husband is using the fast charger, you'll have to just deal with this one for the next little while.
So, I mean, we're having this conversation around standardisation of cables, but there'll be people listening saying, well, why aren't we moving to wireless charging? Is that not where all the energy should be focused on?
There is a lot of emphasis on wireless, and most phones now will have it built in. And there's, again, an industry standard called Qi that is kind of, everyone works towards that as well. And potentially that could replace the plug-in physical thing. But at the moment and probably for a long time, it's still a better option to plug in your device, because wireless charging is getting faster, but it's still slower than plugging in the device. It's also much less efficient because you're wasting a lot of energy. It's kind of magnets and coils that are transferring power. And you could be losing anything from 20 to 50% of the energy while you're charging a device doing that. So it's not as efficient, which is obviously something people will be mindful of. And that extra heat, because if you put it on a wireless charge, you'll notice the phone heats up a lot. That can potentially damage the battery in the long term. So it can actually lower the lifespan of the battery. So for those reasons, you'd want to stick with the cable if you can. And even if we do switch, like wireless is kind of a bit of a misnomer because you still need to have the thing to put it onto that plugs into the wall or plugs into your computer. So if you're thinking about it from a travel point of view, you still have to bring a charger with you. It's just one that doesn't plug into
some cars now you can
put it on. It has little pads. And again, you know, it works well, and some of them are quite fast, but it's not going to be as fast as plugging in as well.
But if you have a cover on your phone, it doesn't work.
Yeah, or it doesn't work as well, or you have to get it sitting just right. So still a lot of frustrations.
Or as you said there, it gets very hot, which I'm never comfortable with.
Yeah, and it's potentially doing damage, but it always kind of freaks you out a bit, especially when it gets particularly hot as well. But it's just not as efficient. And the same if you're transferring files, it's quicker to do with a cable than to try to do it wirelessly, especially nowadays. You know, you can record really high quality video on a phone.
Yeah.
If you have a 10-minute video, that could take ages to try and send over Bluetooth or over Wi-Fi or try and email it or whatever else you might do. So having a cable is still the quickest way. And I think most importantly, having a physical port comes into its own when you have any issue with the device. Because the first thing you need to do when your phone breaks down, you plug it into the computer and see if you can reboot it or reinstall the software. If you can't plug it into the computer, then you're kind of stuck. You end up having to send it in for an expensive repair, or you just have a very expensive piece of plastic and metal there as well. So having, I'd be slow to say we should get rid of the physical port, because it actually has a lot of value in terms of what you can do with the device.
Cable war is set to continue for another while.
Yeah, a little while longer. But as I said, just don't blame Apple or Samsung or anyone else for the USB-C thing. It is a good thing eventually. It's just going to cause a bit of frustration in the short term.
All right. Well, we'll get there at some point. Adam, thank you very much. Adam McGuire there. And coming up next, how to cheat at that perhaps the most hated of household chores, the ironing.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.